Blog Talk Radio. Yah, the Lord, will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, Yah, endureth forever. I'm not quite finished. Endures forever. Not thy works of thy own hand. Now, I misread something there. Let's see. Verse 9. Yah, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake means abandon not the works of your own hand. Again, I've read to you Psalms 138. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give you understanding of what's written in Psalms 138. Let us have a word of praise. Right now, I'm pretty much angry, and I guess I'm angry with myself because my start time is 1 hour later than what it's supposed to. I am in Detroit, Michigan, and my time is to start at 8 a.m. Instead, for the past 2 weeks, I've been coming on at 9, so I need to overcome this anger that I have right now. It'll go away. Although in the book of James, first chapter, it says, count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulations. It says something like that because it works patience. And perhaps that's more of what I need. I've not gone away. And one time I was about to go away, but I talked with God and I'm here to stay. Even if I'm not on the air, let's say a prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for keeping my family intact or safe from all harm, although we're not together yet. Thank you for keeping. See, Satan's putting words in my mouth. In my prayer, thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Most of all, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me a sane, sound mind and giving us sheep sane, sound mind and excellent health. The devil thought he had me down. I heard that from a song. Don't know who wrote it. But in sickness, he made me sick. But he did not. He tried to keep me down with sickness. And Father, I thank you so much for having my back because I believe in my mind that I am healed. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath, everybody. And happy Sabbath to my soul. The only day, the seventh day, Saturday, in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. I want your sheep to go to read Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Also, you can go into, and these are the Ten Commandments. You can also go into the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. You'll find the Ten Commandments there as well. And again, as I said last week, you can go into Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, and it tells you that our Heavenly Father blessed the seventh day. So let's be obedient, sheep, and go and observe the Sabbath which is the Saturday or Friday. Sabbath actually starts Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. Again, I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and my longtime listeners know they have their three P's ready. That is their pen, pencil, and paper. Just in case they feel like they need to reference something I may say. We're reading from the book of Mark, and I really need to get this situated so that I can see. My sight has been messing with me of late. First, it was my voice, and I refused to stop talking. Now, it's my sight, and I know that God has a remedy. It's getting better for that. Let's read in the book of Mark, all of chapter 5, I pray, if I can. So let's start reading at verse 1. And then they came over unto the other side of the sea, into a country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains. Now, fetters are iron and handcuffs, and the chains had been plucked asunder. Plucked asunder, that means pulled apart by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. No one could tame, that means control, I think. No one could control him. Verse 5, and always, night and day, he was in the mountain and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. Verse 6, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I adjure, and he's intelligent too, he says, I adjure, that is, I beg you or I request of you by God that you torment me not. For he said unto him, and this is what Jesus is saying, for he said unto him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Now just think about the military. A military usually, well, they have legions, and a legion is from 3,000 to 6,000 troops. So there were many, like he said, my name is Legion, for we are many. Verse 10, and he begged him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there were there near unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, begged him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith means immediately, he gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, they were about 2,000 that were choked in the sea. So there were about 2,000 unclean spirits. There could have been more that went in and choked. But he says there were about 2,000 pigs of swine that went in to the sea. Now, sheep, you know that a swine is pig. In Leviticus chapter 11, it tells you what foods to eat and not eat. For instance, it tells you to not eat swine, and swine is pig. Stay away from that bacon and ham, all swine meat. That's what the Bible says. In addition to that, you can eat all fish with fins and scales, but catfish doesn't have scales. And people I see all the time, religious people too, buying catfish. Come on now. If I can understand, you can too. And some of you have been in the ministry longer than I. Let's pick up reading at verse 14. And they that fed the swine and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting in clothed with his right mind, and they were afraid. Verse 16, and they that saw it told them how it befell him that was possessed with the devils, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their country, out of their coast. And when he had come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devils prayed to him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home to your friends and tell them how great things Yah the Lord has done for you, and he has had compassion upon you. Verse 20, and he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. They were amazed. They wondered. They were wondering. Wow, they were amazed. They marveled. Verse 21, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, the people gathered unto him, and he was near unto the sea. Let me read verse 21 again. It reads, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship to the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was near unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue. And of course, you know the synagogue is a meeting place similar to a church where people gather on a certain day. God wants us, or Jesus wants us, to gather on a Saturday in our synagogues or churches, or whatever, or temples, whatever you may call it. Jairus by name. Let me start verse 22 again. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and he saw him. he fell down at his feet and besought, besought again means to beg him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray you, come and lay hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. Throne means to swarm him or crowd him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now, I think I read that correctly, but let me just go over it again. Verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus, came in behind the press and touched his garment. Yeah, you know what? I've heard preachers say the hem of his garment, but I don't see it here. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. It says, and when, verse 27 says, and when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. So she got in that crowd, and from behind she touched his garment. Verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, that's immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Hallelujah. Going bleeding for 12 years, I just can't even imagine that. Let's pick up reading at verse 30. And Jesus immediately in himself felt the virtue had gone out of him, turned himself about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, you seest the multitude thronging you, and sayest you, who touched my clothes? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what she had done, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. Verse 35. When he yet spake, came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, now let me read that again, verse 35. When he had yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest you the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Verse 37. And he suffered no man to follow him, save except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he came into the house of the ruler of the synagogue and see the tumult. A tumult is a loud frenzy of peoples, and loud noise, and them that wept and were wailing greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why make you all this ado? Why you do all this fuss? Ado means to make all this fuss. And we, the damsel is not dead, but asleep. Verse 40. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him. Remember, that's Peter, James, and John. And entered in where the damsel was laying. And he said unto the damsel, I read that wrong. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumini, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto you, arise. And straightway means immediately, the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years old. And they were astonished. Astonished means they were greatly surprised or impressed, and with great astonishment. Verse 43, the last verse. And he charged them strictly. Strictly means that he ordered them that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Amen. We have read the entire chapter of Mark. Praise be to God. And I hope you all learned that something from that story. We had three stories in this chapter 5. First, you had the demon-possessed man that no one could bind. First, he would pluck the chains loose. The second thing was the issue, the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. And then the last thing was where the guy of the synagogue's daughter was near death, and he wanted Jesus to touch her, and he believed that she would live again. So those were the three things that we learned today. I want you to read for next Sabbath. I want you to read chapter 6, Mark chapter 6. We're going to stay in the book of Mark until we've read it all. And it says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, we learn by precept, upon precept. Here a little, there a little. I forget which chapter that's in. I know it's in Isaiah chapter 8, but I forget which verse. And I think that, let me go to something else, something that's been troubling me, and that is my airtime is wrong on the computer, and the minute streaming left, that's incorrect. I've got to get that straightened out with Blog Talk Radio. It's something I have probably done. Of course, you should know from past readings, Satan rules the air as well as he rules the music. And that brings me to the holiday season that's coming. You singers that are singing Christian music, it's my thought that you should not be singing Christmas music, because in Jeremiah chapter 10, Christmas is where they cut down the tree and fasten it so it won't fall over. You are worshiping our Heavenly Father. Instead, by Satan, he was once over music. He has you singing to the Christmas tree or for the Christmas season. I beg of you singers not to do that. And I know some of you I listen to because you have such beautiful voices. I know at the church that I used to go to, Seventh-day Adventist Church, that's where I used to belong. And for a minute, I wasn't there long. Majority of my life has been in the Baptist church. But this young lady could really sing. There were about three or four of them, and some of the men, too. Seemed like all the men that got up to sing, they had voices. They had been training in some school or someplace. This is just about all that I want to say today. Let's have our closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I say that in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Now, I want you to remember, let me get up and look at my clock in the kitchen. How much time I have left. Oh, good Lord, I have a lot of time left. I want you to remember to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath, the seventh day. And let's get into our mind, like when he says, and Jesus rose the third day. Let's count. Sunday is the first day. Monday is the second day. And Wednesday is the third day. So he rose on the third day. That's a Wednesday, the way I see it. Most people don't want to listen to me. But that's okay. Whatever country I am speaking in or to, I hope I have listeners there, because I have an 844 toll number. I hope that everyone is listening to me. My Father told me, minister unto the people and fear not. I am with you. So that means I speak to all. Listen, I have this book called How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eadie, and I just love this book. Even though in Deuteronomy, it is in Deuteronomy, I don't know exactly what chapter, but I do know that in the book of Leviticus, in chapter 11, it tells you what to eat and what not to eat. And then I'm going to go to Deuteronomy and see if I can find it right quick and tell you as well where it says, you can eat this, that, or, and or the other. Just bear with me for a moment. When Well, perhaps I have not. I'm in the book of Deuteronomy, turning the pages and looking where he tells us, it tells us what to eat. Right now, I just found it. Thou shalt keep, therefore, his statutes and his commandments, which I commanded you this day, and that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may see it, prolong the days upon the earth. So listen, we have to keep his statutes and his commandments so that he can prolong the days, our days upon the earth. For my assignment for next week, I will find what we should eat and should not eat in the book of Deuteronomy. Again, I want you to go to www.eat, eat and live longer. eatandlivelonger.com. Purchase this book, and it will be a helpful read to you. And of course, I always want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my books. I have 3 books on there, and they are fiction books. They're not religious books. I have more that I want to put on Amazon, but I have to pay to get them on. And, of course, only 2 people, I've only sold 2 books, and I thank you. I hope you will enjoy the books that you have. The first book is that the last book is called The Unseen, and it's about this child sees what other people don't see, and she grows up to be an adult. And then she sees it's just stronger. She sees more, and she begins to deal with it, that she sees. Who is it? What is it? That's what she's thinking. Now, that book is called The Unseen. That's by Sandra Harris. That's by me. Go to Amazon.com and look up The Unseen by Sondraharris. Then, while you're there, because my books cost less than $6, hopefully you can afford them. I want you also to get this for the children or your grandchildren, The Broken Plant. It's a whodunit book. And whodunit, done what? Who broke the plant? Go and purchase that book. It's an e-book. All my books are e-books. I don't even have enough money to purchase like 50 or 60, maybe 100, 3,000 so that I can sell them to you. In person, where you can order them for me. And the last book that I want to tell you about, that's an e-book, is called The Passing. Yeah. I want you to go to Amazon.com, purchase my books. If you purchase, many of you don't listen to me, you go for Christmas anyway. And if you buy an e-readers, purchase my books from my e-books from Amazon.com. Yeah, and make me a rich woman. If you make me a rich woman, I might stop reading the words. So I would just say, Yeah, make me a rich woman. And I pray that God will always, I surrendered unto God, our Heavenly Father. And I intend to keep doing what I am doing now until it's time for Him to take me home to be with Him. He giveth your breath, my soul will go back to Him, and my body will go into the ground. With that, I'm going to take leave and say to you, always take our Heavenly Father with you. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time.
Jesus is love.